Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ripos. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripos. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cater, and towards Green, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Whitfield moves to third. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Sims moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Suarez for a passed ball. Sims scores. Gill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus bunts in front of the plate. Sims fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Repos. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves bunts in front of the plate. Suarez fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles strikes out. One out. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 1 in the game. Repos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hargan. Repos moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Repos moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suarez takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suarez moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripos takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Brown trying to get to third. Hershberger throws the ball into Charles, who tags Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger strikes out. One out. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Talton pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Talton now catching. Jack Aker now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripos for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.